I'd like to speak briefly, some inyanim that have to do with the Haggadah, and try to make it relevant to our own lives. We know that the Haggadah tells us the mitzvah Avadim Hayinu Far B'Mitzrayim, and then it says Afilu Kulanu Chachamim, Kulanu Nevonim, Kulanu Zakenim, Kulanu Yodim Asatora, Mitzvah Aleinu L'Saper B'Tzias Mitzrayim. That was, even if we know the story, we're all Chachamim, we all know what happened. We've gone through this many years. We all know the whole story. Still, it's a mitzvah L'Saper B'Tzias Mitzrayim. So there's an inyan that we should be marbe in the sipur yitzias mitzrayim. In fact, you know, the famous question that Reb Chaim Brisker dealt with isn't there a mitzvah every night to mention yitzias mitzrayim? That's what we do in the third parsha in the Kriya Shema, right? Right, we always speak about Yitzias Mitzrayim every night of the year. There's a mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, and that's in fact in the Haggadah with Ben Zoma Lo Zechishi Omer Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelos, right? Lamantiskros Yom Tzeitzcho Meretz Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayecha. So what's the Chiddush over here at the Seder night? So the famous idea that Reb Chaim said, it's quoted in the same Emek Bracha, is that this night it's supposed to be done in a elaborated way, derech sheila tshuva, be'arichas dvarim, etc. Not just to mention that we went out of Mitzrayim. That every night we should mention we left Mitzrayim. The Haggadah, the intrinsic part of the mitzvah of Haggadah, is to the elaboration, is the leman tizkor, as you know, to do it in a chol hamarbe. In other words, that chol hamarbe l'saper is the defining factor of what's unique to this night that we don't have in the other nights. And furthermore, so we have to understand maybe in a greater detail what's this idea of being marbe l'saper b'tzias Mitzrayim. What do we get from that? And then, of course, we know the famous part of the Haggadah on page 4. B'chol dor b'dor chayev adam liros es atzmo k'ilu hu yotza mi'mitzrayim. That in every generation, we have to what? See ourselves as if we went out of Mitzrayim. Now, to tell you the truth, it's very hard for anyone to be mekayim such an idea. I mean, you could try it, you can really say you think, you know, you really view yourself as if you went out of Mitzrayim, but who are we kidding? You know, who are we kidding? You know, you really think you're going to get to this madrega that you really feel that you left Mitzrayim? You didn't leave Mitzrayim. Baruch Hashem, you have a nice family, you have all the freedom in the world, you have a nice car, you have this, you have that. You know, not so much avdus. You know, so what is the ki'ilu yotza mitzrayim? How do we make it relevant to our lives? How do we make it relevant to our lives? Well, so these are two things we want to focus on. What's the idea of chol hamarbe l'saper, which again is the defining factor that differentiates this night? Man ishtana halayla zeh mikol halelos. Basically, Reb Chaim Brisker was asking. Every night you have a mitzvah of talking about Yitzias Mitzrayim. What's different about this night? So we said, the difference is, this night is Sheilan Tshuva, this night is Marbe. This is not just a brief reference. So what's the idea? So the Sifrei Chassidus, regardless of the Sifrei Chassidus in general, if you, those that learn Sifrei Chassidus, those parts of the Sifrei Chassidus that we can understand. I'm not talking about the esoteric Kabbalistic passages that we don't. That you have in the Sifrei Chassidus even more so than in the other non-Sifrei Chassidus that have to do with Machshav, is the Sifrei Chassidus always try to make whatever mitzvah or inyan that we have in the Torah more relevant more practical to your life itself. And so if you take a look at the Noam Elimelech, the Noam Elimelech was the Rebbe of Elimelech of Lezhensk. And he has a comment in Parshas Bo by the Makkah of Arba in the beginning of Parshas Bo, who says Ulman Tesaper Ba'ozdei Bincho Ben Bincho. Right on page two, which is that you should tell your future generations of what Hashem did in Mitzrayim. So he says like this: Hayosha Kadosh Baruch Hu Baracham of Osa Nesli Yisrael Pamachas V'Nokeim Lehem Me'em Ve'em. Hashem does a nes one time, and he revenges from their enemies. As Nesoru Harachamim Umoel Afilu LaOsid B'Chol Dor She Yisrael Tzrichim LiNokeim Me'ezes Sone HaOmer Aleim Lachbidam Ba'ol Srora O'Melech As HaKadosh Baruch Hu Osa Nekam Abo Kein V'Shekvar Nesoru Osa Marachamim Minyan Kazeh. He says that once HaKadosh Baruch Hu did something in the world, one time, that first time is always the hardest to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu do it. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashkiach in the world, but to make Nisim, Hashem doesn't want him necessarily to make Nisim stop. There'll be a reason he'll put it in the Teva and he'll do it. But once that Yeshua already existed in the world one time, to reawaken that Yeshua, HaKadosh, obviously everything is easy for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Hashem will more readily do so once it was already done in the past. But how does it happen? So he continues, Zeh leman tesaper sher talad musak sher tesapru zos t'oru osam harachamim v'inakem lochem me'ayvechem v'bal yuchu hayetze lochem klal v'avein. That the idea is that when we speak about Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's not only we're trying to become experts in history of what happened. In other words, Judaism is not just to know history. Yeah, we want to know the past to implement it for the present and for the future. It's not just a historian just wants to know, a historian wants to know history just for the sake of knowing history. We don't have such a thing in Judaism as knowing history just for the sake of knowing history. Any history that we want to know is to make it relevant to learn for our present and future. And the same thing says the Noam Elimelech over here, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a nes in the world. But how is that nes going to reawaken if we tell over the things that happened in the past? As we're going to see, that gives pleasure to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that gives an impetus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to reawaken that same Yeshua again. And that's the idea of Leman Tesaper Ba'oznei Bincha, that you should tell. So the idea of Yetzias Mitzrayim is the time that we're focusing on Marbel Lesaper, because we don't want it just to be something in the past. We want to reawaken HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshua to us in the present. And therefore, when we're saying the Haggadah, we should be thinking about what the needs of the Jewish people are in the present, for you specifically as an individual, and for the Klal in general. And that is Leman Tesaper. The Noam Elimelech states this again in Parshas Bahaloscha, on page 3, in a different context. Vayomer Moshe Lechovav, Moshe tells his father-in-law to Yisro, Nosi Manachnu, we're going now, and we want you to come with us. And the Pasuk says, you should come with us, Ve'itavnu Lach, V'hayisa lanu le'einayim, and you'll be our director. You'll, you know, Einayim, you'll be our eyes. In other words, you'll navigate for us. So Moshe is saying, we're going now, we're going further in the Midbar, we want you to come with us. V'hayiso lanu le'einayim. So the Noam Elimelech and Parshas Balosa asks Akash of Lachora, v'hayiso lanu le'einayim, ein lo shachar. What do you mean that Yitzro is going to navigate? We know that Klal Yisrael had built-in navigation in the Midbar. The Anani HaKovod, they didn't have to get a navigator. Wherever the Anonim went, that's where Klal Yisrael went with them. So what does it mean? Hashem says, Moshe says to Yisro, you'll come with us? They had the Aron was going on its own way, the Anonim. In other words, it says, we know that you know everything that Hashem did, and therefore come with us. What does it matter that Yisro knew what Hashem did? How is that going to help the navigation? You know what Hashem did to us in Mitzrayim, so you come with us and you should be with us. So the Noam Elimelech explains the following. Nira lefarish dinei al yidei isarusa de latata, who is sarusa de la'ela. We know that there are two phrases that we have in the Zohar and other places. Isarusa de latata means, the bottom, the down, in this world. Isarusa means his orus. That means when a person does something in this world, that affects what HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do in his world. In other words, if you do something in this world, that will affect HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response upstairs, so to speak, and if you do something good here, that will affect HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response to us from above. Al yidei sarusa del tata, hu is sarusa del eila. V'hainuk sha tzadik rosa la'ore rachem v'meshefa la'olam tzorech la'ore mitchila chedva v'simcha la'bori baruch hu. In other words, when the tzadik causes happiness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by what he does or what he says, that causes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should what? Should bring down bounty of bracha from above. V'alidezeh mashpi Hashem Yisbarach tovos la'olam. V'zeh nasa alidei shatzadik makir v'roa benisim v'neflos sh'osi imanu yotzreinu b'reinu az bolo simcha mizeh. In other words, the tzaddik is a person who understands the greatness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done in the past, and he could appreciate it and tell it over. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears that the tzaddik is telling it over or appreciating it, that what? That's the button. I think he's pressing a button that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will now send down bounty. Every of the holidays, there was a special nes to Klal Yisrael. Right? Pesach, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Shavuos Matan Torah, Sukkos Anonei Kovod. Why does Hashem want us to speak about the miracles again? Because He wants to do more for us. He doesn't want to say, oh, this is a historical thing, Hashem did it in the past. He wants to do for us now, again and again and again.
Tochog
means you're going to celebrate, you're going to enjoy, and that's going to cause me to respond and bring out more bracha. V'zehu einei Hashem al tzadikim. Oh, so then he continues. So this is a beautiful thing. Einei Hashem al tzadikim, right? We say this in the Pesukei de Zimra on Shabbos. Oznov El Shavosim. What does it mean? Einei Hashem El Tzadikim. What does Einei Hashem mean? What is Einei Hashem? Einei Hashem is another way of saying Hashkochas Hashem. Hashem is looking. He's right. But Einei Hashem, Hashem's Hashkocha in this world and his giving bounty in this world is Toloi in the Tzadikim, and meaning every Jew could be a Tzadik in that respect. Meaning if the Tzadik is going to, or the Jew is going to act in a certain way that he's going to tell over the Nisim, then that will induce HaKadosh Baruch Hu to what? To give more bracha in the world. Also say, so that's now, says the Noam Elimelech, now we have an understanding. What did Moshe say to Yisrael? Hayisalanu leinayim. What was the original question? The original question was, who needs Yisrael to navigate? We have the Anonei HaKavod. And what does it mean that you know Hashem, what he did for us in Mitzrayim, so therefore you'll be a good navigator? What does that have to do? That's because he knew what happened in Mitzrayim. He knows the ways to go in the Midbar. What does one thing have to do with the other? So he says, Zer perish alt nato al nat hazov isonu, ki al ten yadato chos kanoseinu ba Midbar, ratzoloma, chata hi karta haniflos v'godel hachanino. You knew what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us in the past. So you understand it, appreciate it, and can say it over. You know what Hashem was graciously did for us. Means you will be able, through the fact that you know the Nisim and appreciate the Nisim, you will be able to tell it over, and hence, once Nisim are told over, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will respond with more Nisim, with more Yeshua, with more Hashkacha. So Hayisa Lanu Leinayim doesn't mean that Yisro is going to be the navigator. It means that Yisro appreciates HaKadosh Baruch Hu's miracles will cause HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Einayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkacha and involvement to be in a greater sense in this world. One of the famous Hasidic Svarim, say for Sfasemis of Berjan, that's not the regular Sfasemis, and I didn't have a copy to put in the packet. He explains the pasuk we say in Ashrei, Zecher Rav Tuvcho Yabiyu Vitzitchoy Tzchei Renenu, that Zecher Rav, if you a maskir the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, Zecher Rav Lahaskir, then Tuvcho Yabiyu. What does Yabiyu mean? So Yabiyu, he understands, means Noveya. What does Noveya mean? It's like flowing water. If you want to cause HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have bracha, have flowing water, then what? Zecharav. Then you're maskir the Nisim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now we understand in a greater idea of what it is we're saying, that this night is what? Is the night that we're marbe l'saper. Because we're marbe l'saper, because that's the kiyum of Zecher Rav. If you're maskir a lot, then tuvcho yabiyu. Then the tov of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will flow. Zecher Rav, tuvcho yabiyu. And that's the idea. It's not just stam to report, stam to just say over. It's, in other words, again, the Jewish people are people. Yadus is for the present, it's for the future. The past is very important, but the past is to learn for the present and the future, not just stam a history lesson for the sake of just knowing facts of the past. It's everything has to, the past is only for the present and the future. And that's what we tell over. That's why it's Marbil Saper. So that's how he explains the Pasuk in Bo, the Noam Elimelech, Lamant Saper Ba'oznei Bincha. And that's how he explains the psukim in Bahaloscha, that the Ayisolanu Leinayim, that if you are a person that's makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we need you on our team. We want you to come with us. Because Ayisolanu Leinayim doesn't mean you're going to navigate, but it means that you're going to be a person who will in will cause HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have his eyes on us and shower bounty to us as well. Now, along this idea that the concept of being Mesaper Litzias Mitzrayim is an idea of what? Of bringing the Nisim from the past, bringing it into our lives in the present and the future. Now we can go ahead, perhaps, and have a greater appreciation of what does it mean, B'chol dor v'dor chayev odom liros es atzmo ki ilu hu yotzo mi Mitzrayim. If you take a look in the Sfas Emes, this is the Gera Rebbe, on page 5. So he says like this. The chol dor v'dor, the same type of idea. Chayev adam liros es atzmo v'char kach omer v'osanu hotzi. V'nireh ki al yidei emuna sheyesh yitzias Mitzrayim l'chol dor v'dor nisgal al zeh. Look in the footnote number 2, you'll be clearer. Chol dor v'dor ki il yotzer v'char kach osanu rak al yidei emuna v'roes atzmo ki il yotzer kifi hasipor v'abiru shemavar b'yitzias Mitzrayim zochol or hanes. It means like this. The same idea that we've said till now, but we'll add one knetch. The chol dor v'dor doesn't necessarily have to be understood that we have to view ourselves, we were in Mitzrayim, because that's going to be very hard, if not impossible, for most people to really feel. But the idea is, and I'll show it to you in a very concise way on page 6, where the arrow is on page 6. Three lines, it says it all. Ukfi emunas ha'odam ki'ilu yotza nizgala b'china zo umargish m'yitzias Mitzrayim shal ato v'yochol latzeis kol echad mi'meitzar shalom. Meaning like this. Was what we have to believe, our goal of Pesach night is to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, to have that emuna. Once we have that emuna, the idea is Chayev Adam Liros Es Atzmo means that you have to believe that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the Jewish people out in the past, so right now everyone has their Mitzrayim. I mean, everyone has their problems that they're stuck in, and they have issues that they feel tied up in, whatever it is, they feel a difficult life situation, that they're not matzliach in this area in their learning, or they're not matzliach in their job, or they're not matzliach in this relationship, or whatever it is. Chayav adam liros es atzmo ki'ilu hu yotza means that you have to believe that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to take the people out in the past, so Osanu Hotzi, he's able to take us out from our present Mitzrayim. Kvi emunas ha'odam ki ilu yotza nizgala b'china zo umargish mitzias Mitzrayim shom ata v'yuchol latzeis kol echa mimetzah shalom. In other words, to say that I have to believe, I have to feel that if I was in Mitzrayim and went out, I don't know. Maybe on certain people, on a certain Madrega, could feel that. For most people, I think the goal should be that we have to have emunah in the Hashkoch of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have emunah that Hashem took us out then. It's ki'ilu yotza now from Mitzrayim, meaning that He has the ability to take us out from the Mitzrayim of whatever the Mitzrayim is in our lives today. And the idea being, as we said before, that whenever we are mesaper the ideas of the past, that is ma'orah HaKadosh Baruch Hu to implement those same nisim again in the present. So that's the idea. In other words, we should focus on what our Mitzrayim is now. What's our avdus? Where are we in shackles? In what area in our lives? But the key is that we have to have emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can help us out. Doesn't mean that we don't do anything, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is aware. And if you're misaper the nisim of the past, then you're showing your emunah in what? You're showing your emunah in the past, in a past Yeshua, that will bring the Yeshua to whatever present Mitzrayim you're in. And in fact, there's a word from Rav Michal of Zlachov, you know, he always says, what's the word emunah mean? Emunah means belief, but he always says that it comes from the same lashon in the Megillah. Vayhi omein es hadasa. That Mordechai what? He was magadol her. So if you want to bring out the shefa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want to bring out to so to speak water the grass so it should grow greener and nicer, so by emunah itself serves as the catalyst for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to further what? His Yeshua for us now. Oh. So that's the idea of Mitzrayim, is the focus on the whatever Mitzrayim you feel that the Jewish people as a whole have problems in Eretz Yisrael, in Chutz La'aretz, various things. Other people in the world have problems today of genocide and other things. There are a lot of Mitzrayims that are going on. So that's the idea of the Seder night, is to reaffirm our emunah in the past. So not that we to say we're going to believe that we, it's as if we would feel we were there and we got out. Not too many people could do that. But what you could believe, what you could, the Madrega you could try to reach, is to believe that Kashem that he brought us out then, he could do it again. And that's the Yisod, that everyone has a Mitzrayim, and Pesach is the Tchilas HaGeula. Now let me show you another beautiful idea from the Sfas Emes on page 8. We know, Rabosai, that even though the Yomim Tovim, I'll start with a brief introduction. Even though the Yomim Tovim are what? Azmanei Simcha, right? But on one hand, there's Zmanei Simcha. On the other hand, what? The Yimei Hadin. Each Yontif is a day of judgment. And that's why it's interesting. The poskim discuss, we know every day in Shemona Esrei, we say, in davening, in the morning, we say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Gaal Yisrael, and then right away we start Shemona Esrei. Because there's an obligation to be Somech Geulah L'Tfila. Right? You're supposed to say, Gaal Yisrael, and you're not supposed to pause, and right away you're supposed to start the Shemona Esrei. So, there is a discussion. And therefore, what's the halacha? Halacha l'maisi, you come in late to shul. And it's obviously it'll never happen, but in theory. You come in late to shul, and it's shachris. And they're holding by Shemona Esrei. So should you jump in with them and start Shemona Esrei? So the halacha, because if you jump in with them now, you'll say Shemona Esrei with everyone else, you'll have to feel a bit tzibur. If you have to start from the beginning or whatever, the time you get to Shemona Esrei, they'll be finished. So should you jump in or not? So the halacha is no. The halacha is you can't just jump into Shemona Esrei. Because Smichas Geula L'Tfila is what? Is more important than what? Than Tfila B'Tzibur. Except that the Tshuvas HaRashba says that by Maariv, the halacha is that if you come in late to Maariv and they're holding by Shemona Esrei, start Shemona Esrei with them right now and say the rest afterwards. But by Shachris, which is the Iker Zman HaGeula, Smichas Geula Tfila takes precedence. However, there are Rishonim. Now, what's the Makor of Smichas Geula Tfila? So Rashi and Brachas Adav Dalad quotes two Makoros. One makor is just a svara. It's like when you say Gal Yisrael, like we said before, it's as if you're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you will go with us in the past, so help us in the future. So Gal Yisrael is trying to lead up to the Shemon Esrei. So it's like knocking on the door at the king. You're knocking on his door, and the time he comes, you already left. You knocked on the door. Wait to stay there. He'll open the door. You'll get to speak to him. No, you knock on the door, Gal Yisrael. That's the knocking on the door. And then you left before the king came. That's one explanation. The other explanation is the pasuk we say in davening, Yancha Hashem b'yom tzora. Yisagev Hashem Elokei Yaakov. That because the pasuk says Hashem Hashem tzuri v'goali, that's goal, and the next pasuk in Tehillim is Yan Hashem b'yom tzora. So therefore, the Hashem tzuri v'goali is right before Yan Hashem b'yom tzora. So some Rishonim say, Rabosai, some Rishonim say that when it comes to Shabbos, there's no halacha that you have to be Somech Ulu Tefillah. Even though we are Somech Ulu Tefillah, but the Somech Ulu Tefillah is not so important. Why not? What's wrong with Shabbos? Because if the whole source of Smichas Gulu Tefillah is what? From the Pasuk Hashem Suri V'Goli, and then Yancha Hashem B'Yom Tzara. But Shabbos is what? Not a Yom Tzara. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva Eger writes in Shulchan Aruch that if on Shabbos morning, if you come late to Shul, Rabbi Akiva Eger writes that what? And they're holding by Shmon Esrei, start with them. Because what? It's not a Yom Tzara. So therefore, the din of Smichas Gula Tefillah is not so important, then go for the Tefillah B'Tzibur. That's Rabbi Kivega. The Shagasari has a tshuva where he's cholek, but that's based on a Rabbeinu Tam, a Rabbi Kivega, etc. But some poskim write, the Ramah discusses this, that even if you want to say, now listen to this, that by Shabbos Smichas Gula Tefillah is not so important because it's not a Yom Tzara, but Yom Tif, since it's a Yom Hadin, is called Yancha Hashem B'Yom Tzara, and that by Yontif, you have to make sure to be so Mechulot Tefillah, more so than what? Than Shabbos. And then if you walk in late, it's like a regular Shacharis, that you have to start from the beginning, etc. Yeah, you look in the Ramah, I think he points that out. Oh, so what is the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah says that on Pesach it's a Yom Din for Tvua. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging us how much Tvua, how much wheat are we going to have in the crop. We're being judged on Pesach. On Shavuos we're getting judged on the Peres HaIlon, how much fruit are we going to have from our trees. And in Sukkot, we're being judged on what? How much water are we going to have? Okay? So Pesach is the Tzvua. Shavuos is the Peres HaIlon. And Sukkot is the water. Good. And then I showed you how it's relevant in Halacha with Rabbi Smichas Gula Tefillah. Now listen carefully. The Sfas Emes says a beautiful idea. Because a lot of times when a person has a Mitzrayim, a personal Mitzrayim, so a lot of times it has to do with making a decision. What to do, who to marry, what yeshiva to go to, what profession to go to. A lot of confusion. And the Geula process is when the confusion dissipates. Pesach is the beginning of the Geula process. So look carefully what he says like this. Ki eila ha-gimel modos osim rishimas b'zman Moshe amru b'zman chay rusenu matan torasenu simchasenu Moshe yesh kheiris ha-geula b'nofesh b'nei Yisrael Moshe ha-rol chal abriya. Now he says like this.
Kvosha Yunitzote Kedushim Boim Toch Aklipos Kachakam Zit Strain Spire Tol Meira. Ksiv Kodesh Lom Yisrael Tu Voso. Hein Kemo Atevin Lagabe Motz.
He says, Pesach is the Zman of the Din of Tvua. Now what's Tvua? Tvua, those that learned Hilchos Borer last year. So what's Tvua all about? You have two parts to the Tvua. You have the edible part, and then the chaff. You have the impurities, and it's all mixed together. It's one big mix, because there's a lot of confusion. You have the kernel with the chaff, and you have rocks and stones. It's a lot of, that's where the Iker Din of Borer is, by taking it, purifying the Tvua. Tvua, the Ochel and the Psola, Sawat, are totally mixed together. Because in the beginning of the process of Geula, and that's what Pesach is, the beginning of the Geula, so even though we have Geula, we still have a lot of confusion. There's a lot of Ochel and Psolos. So Pesach is the Tzvuk, Amotz Vateven, Merivim Zezev, etc. Page 9. V'zeh Inyan B'Pesach Al Tzvuk. That's the most confusing part. It's the beginning. When you're totally confused, should I do this? Should I do that? I have all these options. All these, should I be an accountant or should I stay in smicha? Should I do this? And there's no right answer for everybody. So you have to make that decision. Should I be living in Eretz Yisrael or should I be living in Teaneck? Should I do this or should I be doing that? Should I marry this or should I marry that? Should I be a Rebbe or should I be an accountant? Should I be this or what should I do? Then we go further. So that's the mixture. Tfua. Then Peres Ilon. So Peres Ilon Mevorim Yoser. Peres Ilon also has an Ochel and a Psolus. You have an apple. You have the what? The food and the shell. Now, the food and the shell is not so mixed in, right? Because the shell is not mu'urav all the way in. It's just the outer casing. There's still an ochel and a psolus. There's still the good and the bad, but it's not as confusing because we already purified ourselves a little bit. Whereas we moved on from Pesach. Pesach's the beginning of the process. There's still a lot of confusion. Still a lot of confusion. When we get to the Peres Ha'ilon, so then Peres Ha'ilon b'vurorim yoser, rach sheyesh bahem od klipos v'garinim. So that's the next process. The psolus is there, but it's much more discernible. There's much more clarity, and then we finally get to Sukkos. Sukkos Hamayim Hein Belip Solas Klal. Sukkos Zman Simcha Seinu is the ultimate, but Solas is gone. Now we have a clear understanding of what we should be doing. But it doesn't come right away. It's a process. And just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, so everyone has their own Mitzrayim. Everyone has their own Shibud, their own issues. And they have to believe that Chayiv Odom Liros Es Atzmo, meaning Liros Atzmo means you have to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take you out of your present Mitzrayim. And that's why Simcha is the, and that could be another idea of, in the Torah it doesn't mention Simcha so much by Pesach. The Ikar Simcha is by Sukkos, because Pesach is just the beginning. It's not as much Simcha, because it's still the Ochel of Psolos of Merovim. That's the first stage. You first got out of Mitzrayim. You don't know where to go. You're first getting Cheres, but you don't know what to do. Should I do this? Should I do that? There's Ochel of Psolos Merovim Zebezeh. There's a lot of decisions that have to be made. Then we have a purifying process. Up to the Matan Torah, things are much clearer. Leading to Sukkos is Zman Simcha Seinu. There's no Psolos at all. And that's what I always like to point out, the Sfasemis on page 10, which I originally heard from Rabbi Noach Isaac Goldbaum, and I printed it in my Sefer, in my Baruch, and I didn't know where it was in the Sfasemis. He was quoting the Sfasemis, so this year I finally found the Sfasemis inside where it is, It's on Pesach Tofresh Menvav on page 10. And he says a beautiful pshat in the Hallel. Because again, a lot of the issues of a person has psolus and ochel is to know what the ochel is and what the psolus is. A lot of times you have two things mixed, it's good and bad. You got to know what's the bad. Sometimes you don't know what should be removed and what should be thrown away. Shamati mipi moriz kenim posik mi ashpos yorim evyon lo shivim nidivim. What does it mean, me'ashpos yorim evyon? So me'ashpos yorim evyon literally means from the garbage can, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take the ani out, he'll raise him out. But the Sfas Emes says a beautiful word, ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekim u'merim haritzonos. Evyon means a person who has a lot of needs, a lot of ratzon. So a lot of times people's ratzonos, their goals, their aspirations are in the ashpa. What do they want? They want their whole interest is to have luxuries and cars and this, things that are not so important. So the ritzonos are in the ashpa. So part of the Yetzias Mitzrayim of every personal individual is the siyata d'shmaya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take our evyon, our ratzon, out of the ashpa and raise it to have a ratzon for what? For things that are worthwhile. For Torah, for chesed, for these things. Part of his way of, in other words, it doesn't have to be like you see us in Mitzrayim, we're physically in a country with shibud. Shibud is also a psychological shibud, that you have an addiction, that you have to have certain types of luxuries and certain types of things which you really don't need in your life, but you think you need it. And part of the Yetzias Mitzrayim of every generation of the present Yetzias Mitzrayim that we speak about is Me'ashpos Yoriv Evyon, that he should give us Siyata Deshmaya, that our Ritzonos should be Ritzonos that are what? That are of value. And this, Rabosai, leads us to the next point. We say that Baruch Shomer Haftachos Ol Yisrael, he said to Avram Avinu, page 12, Yado Teda, Kigeria Zaracha Beerslo Lahem Vavodum, Vinu Samarba Miashona, the Gamas Agoya Shayavodu Dan Anochi, Vacharechen Yetzu Rechus Godol. That in the brief span of Sorim, Avram Avinu was promised that Gamas Agoya Shayavodu Dan Anochi, that the Mitzrayim will be judged for being Meshabedu. And then you're going to leave with a rechush gadol, which literally means that when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they left with a lot of all their jewelry from Mitzrayim. They were able to take with them. So there's a famous chazal in the Gemara in Brachas, and there are many pshatim on this chazal. We'll say over one pshat, but there are many pshatim, and this is the following. Daber na bozne ha'am, amri debrei Rav Yanai, ein na elo loshem bakosha. Amalek HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. The bakosha mimcho, I'm asking you, leich ve'emor lehem liYisrael, bakosha mikem, shalu mimitzrayim, klei chesef, klei zov, shalo yomar oso tzadik, vavodu v'ni yosom kiyem behem, v'acharechein, yisru b'chush kodom kiyem behem. It was Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, make sure that when the people leave Mitzrayim, make sure they take a lot of bounty with them, a lot of booty, a lot of riches with them. Because if not, what is Avram Avinu going to say? He's going to say, I promised you, Hashem said to Avram Avinu, they're going to go out with Rechush Gadol. And if I don't make good for my promise, Avram is going to say, yeah, he fulfilled his word to put them in Mitzrayim like he told me, but he never fulfilled his word to what? To give them the Rechush Gadol that he told them. So the kasha that everyone asks is why it's like from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perspective, from his word, he doesn't have to give them Rechush Gadol. It's only to make Avram Avinu happy, that Avram Avinu shouldn't have a taina on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, make sure that they get a Rechush Gadol. Hashem should have to give them Rechush Gadol because he promised on his own right to keep his word, not because Avram Avinu is going to complain. That's the kasha. There are a million of terutzim to try to understand this chazal. But what I want to give a teretz here to show you, along the lines that we were saying before, that where every Jew is in a, every individual is in his own Mitzrayim. He has sometimes sfeikus what to do, and the idea is, he, as we said before in the Sfas Emes, he needs to ashpos yorim evyon. He needs to have a focus of what should be that the goal. Where should his ritzonos be? Where does he want to end up? He wants to be a person of Torah, he wants to be a person of Ruchnias, or he wants to be a person with many cars and many... Where should his ritzonos be? So you need Siyata Dishmaya to focus to get the right ritzonos. Alpi Derech HaWorld, it's not so easy to focus on what the right ritzonos are. Oh. So if Al Yimei Bloch, this Rabbi Lazdun Shlita, was an Alta Telzer, showed me this years ago. He quotes this Chazal with Avram Avinu, and he asked the Kasha, Inyan Mukshem Od, Lama Omar Lo Hashem Beloshem Bakoshev Lo Tzivon? Lama Tzarech Hatam Shalom Yom Aratzo Tzadik Halitai Nesadik Echa Ena Kosh Baruch Tzarech L'Kayim Dvarav? Lama Yatzarech L'Kabel Tzarechush B'derech HaKalason, etc. So he says like this, that really Nira Levaris Kola Inyan He Be'emes Kavanas Haftocha Shal Achar Echein Yetzu B'Rechush Godol Haysel HaKabolas HaTorah Kibur B'Chazal. That the Rechush Godol that Hashem meant was really not the physical diamonds and pearls they're going to take out in Mitzrayim. What is that all worth? The Rechush Godol that HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant was that Klal Yisrael is going to receive the Torah. That's the true Rechush Godol. You know, it reminds me of the story of the stipler. You know the story with the stipler. Tell the story with the stipler that is brought down in the Ramah in Hilchas. In Hilchas Bris Mila, that if you're a sandak at a bris, it's like you're makriv the maktir the k'toris, and in maktir the k'toris you get wealthy. So you sandak at a bris, it's a school for ashiras. That's why the minig is in every immediate family, Be'ez Hashem, everyone should have more than one son. So, but when you have the second son, they pick someone else to be the sandak, to spread the wealth. In other words, so you already gave this guy, this fellow, the school of Ashiris in your family, so now give it to someone else. So they asked the stipler, you were a sandik so many times, and we don't see that you have so much Ashiris. So the stipler said, my Ashiris is that my svarim are used in the yeshivas. I wrote Svarim and they're used, that's my Ashiris. Whereas Rechush Godol, you know, is what's your perspective on what Rechush Godol is. Rechush Godol is just money, that's a very shallow perspective of what true Rechush Godol is. Some say Oshir, you know, Ashiris is Einayim, Shinayim, Yadayim, Raglayim. That if you have good functioning eyes and teeth and Yadayim, Raglayim, that's Ashiris as well. But that's what the stipler said. So says Rav Elie Meir Bloch that was the Rechush Godol Hashem meant. Also, what's the whole idea? They have to take the Rechush, the actual physical Rechush. The Nira Levaris Kola Inki Be'emes Kavodas Avtocha Shalach Rechein Yetzu Rechush Godol Haysel HaKabola Satora Vur B'Chazal Zeh Muvan Amiti Shal Rechush Godol Aval Asher Teva Adam Kol Zman Shu Melubash V'Chomer L'Hagish Miyades Harayin HaChomri came into Korov Lachush, say Yosef and Lachush Haruchani. But bottom line is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu realized that human beings are human beings. And even though this is the Rechush Godol that really a person should realize, but Klal Yisrael is not going to feel that they got the Rechush Godol, because they're not going to fully right away appreciate that the Torah is a Rechush Godol. Asher Avinu, even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avram Avinu can be made in that, but even him, as long as they're going to be a sort of like a Marisayan of that something was not fulfilled because people can't fully sometimes understand what a Rechush Gadol is. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to say, so no one should say anything, that there wasn't a Rechush Gadol in all senses of the word. But so therefore, Meikar Adin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't have to give them anything, because the true Rechush Gadol, Mitzad the Haftacha, was the Matan Torah. Was the Matan Torah. The other thing is, Shelo Yomru, that there shouldn't be any Marisayan, that he didn't really fulfill it, so he gave him Rechush Gadol. But that wasn't the real Rechush Gadol. Because Me'ashbos Yorim Evyon, you want to know where your true Ritzonas are, you want to be able to get out of whatever habits you're in, or whatever addictions you're in that are not healthy, that's your Mitzrayim. And that's why you have to tell Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, because to reaffirm your Emunah in the past, to be able to Zecher Rav, if you maskir Harbei, then Tuvcho Yabiyu, that's going to cause the flow of the, like a Mayan Noveya, of the bounty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this Rechush Gadol is the focus of Yetzias Mitzrayim, is Matan Torah. But there's another thing. There's one other point of what the focus is. Take a look to page 16. Davar Achar Vayhi B'Shalach Paro. Mi Omar Vay. Vayhi Loshen Vay. Oyve. Oyve. Who said Vay? So some say, Paro said Vay. Because he had to send away the people. The Medrash says, Moshe said Vay. Mi Omar Vay, Moshe Omar Vay. Oyve. Mashal le'echad shenasa lebito shel melech shushbin. Was the way they used to do it, the old time marriages, was that they would have an entourage of people who would come to the Kala's house, and escort her to her chassan's house. You know, in the days of Chazal, the Kiddushin was a year before, and then they had the Nisuin later. The Nisuin was when she would actually come to the and live in the chassan's house, in her husband's house. But that didn't happen right away. It was, he gave her the ring, and then they would be separated for a year, and then he would, so there was a procession. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that the chassan lived on one block, the kala lived two blocks away. It could be that it was a whole, it took days sometimes to malava the kala to the chassan's house. He could be living in one city, so the whole entourage of people would come, and they would what? They would come to the kala's house, and they would escort her, whatever it takes, days, weeks, whatever, to her chassan, and then they would have the nesuim, and that was called the shushpanim. The shushpanim were the escorts. Were the escorts. So the Medrash says, Mashal le'echad shenasa lebito shel melech shushpin. So one person was part of this entourage. He was part of the shushpanim. Da'yaroa b'mazel, shehu motziya mi beis aviyah, te'ena ba'ima lebeis achasa l'chupasa. He saw in like a mazel, a semi-type of, not real nevuah, but some he was able to see in the future, this person who's part of the entourage, that even though he's here present now when he's taking her out of her father's house, but he's not going to make it to see when she actually gets to the chassan's house. So this person who saw that was a little upset, a lot upset, started crying, because he's already part of the entourage taking her out. He'd like to see the culmination of actually coming to the chassan's house. I put in all the effort that I took her out. I was part of the entourage to take her out of her father's house. I'd like to see the fruition. Kach amar Moshe.
So Eka Nishin is Yagati Lohotzi is Yisrael mi Mitzrayim, Ve'eni Nichnas Imem Lohoretz. Lakach Vayhi B'shalach.
Vay! Moshe was crying that I'm taking them out of Mitzrayim. I took them out, but I'm not going to be by the Chasana, by the Chuppah. I'm not going to be by the Chuppah. The Chuppah means to go into Eretz Yisrael. I'm not going to be there. Vay! Vayhi B'shalach, Vay! Vay Shalach. So says Rav Yonas and Eifshitz the following. Page 17. Rav Yonas and Eifshitz Sefer Yaros Dvash is one of the most chashuv Sefer Drush that we have. Hinei Omru B'medrash Hatah Achilosa. Right, we know in Parshas Veschanan Moshe Rabbeinu is davening that he should go into Eretz Yisrael. So what does he say? Now, the way he has the Medrash here, from my research, is just a paraphrase of, let's say, in other words, Hashem says, Moshe says, Atachilosa, meaning you already started me off. You came to me in the Sneh, so I want to see the end of it. So Hashem says, no, I already took a Shavua, you're not going into Eretz Yisrael. L'havin ma b'kesh b'zeh ba'omro shabai ilov b'tchila b'sneh. Whereas what does it mean, atach ilosa? Which means, I already started the process. I was by the Sneh. So I should go into Eretz Yisrael. So what's the pshat? Hukach, yadu b'medrash, sh'omar Moshe. Now this medrash is a paraphrase of our medrash. Beis is a chof. It's chof ches. That's the medrash we just saw. Shomar Moshe, it's the Medrash of Vayhi B'shalach. Rav Yonas and Eifshitz is just paraphrasing that Medrash, the Medrash about the Shushpanin. So, Amar Moshe, Ata Amarta Maskel B'mitzvah Omim Lo Gemor. Vanish is Chalti B'mitzvah Lotzio Mimitzrayim. Ein Menadin She'egmor Lotzio Lo Arts. As he said, we can't Maskel B'mitzvah Omim Lo Gemor. We know with the Halacha, we have a Minog that the person davens Slichas for the Omud, he should daven Shacharis, he should be the Chazan also for Shacharis because he started the mitzvah, so he should continue. Amaskal b'mitzvah l'mugmor. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, I started the mitzvah. I took them out of Mitzrayim. I started the mitzvah, so shouldn't it be right that I should bring them in to Eretz Yisrael? And Hashem rejected it. So the question Rav Yonas and Eifshitz says, is this a good time or not? To apply the concept of Maskel B'mitzvah Omrim Lo Gemor over here. So he says like this. So it depends. Im Tachlis Yitzias Mitzrayim Ha'yisro B'shvil K'nisa La'aretz. If Yitzias Mitzrayim, the whole point of is to go into Eretz Yisrael, Yafetan. So then it's a good time that I was Maskel B'mitzvah, so I should finish. But if really Yitzias Mitzrayim was just to bring them out from Avdus L'Cheirus L'Kabel HaTorah B'Midbar, and Eretz Yisrael was something was not part of the process. That was something that happened later, but not really part of the process. Im Kein Zekfar Nigmar V'Nasal Yidei Moshe. So Moshe doesn't have a Taina. Hamaskal B'Mitzvah L'Gemor, he finished it. He took them out of Mitzrayim. They now are free. They receive the Torah. That's it. But if you say that going into Eretz Yisrael is an integral part of that process, then Taki has a good taina. So now, Rav Yonas and Eifshitz is going to say a ge'onis. You see, the godless of Yonas and Eifshitz is his drush has ge'onis. There's some gedolim that in the learning they had ge'onis, but in the drush it was not ge'onis. Rav Yonas, as someone pointed out to me, Rav Yonas and Eifshitz, the drush has ge'onis in it. So he says like this. Ubazar hiksha. The Zohar has a kasha. We know the Haftorah, that we're going to read the Haftorah Bez Hashem and Shavuos, if you're awake for the Haftorah. The first day of Shavuos, of the Mara of Yecheskel, and Yecheskel had the Mara by the Nar Kvar. So the big kasha that the Zohar has at Yecheskel is that normally Nevuah is only in Eretz Yisrael. So how did Yecheskel have a Nevuah in Chutz Laaretz? That's the kasha.
Ubazor Hiksha, Ech Diber Hashem im Yecheskel b'Chutz Laaretz.
So there are three terutzim that are given how Hashem spoke to Yecheskel in Chutz Laaretz. One terutz is the Haya al Nar Kvar, to mine, Tavi Kumoritz Yisrael. One terutz is that even if you're in Chutz Laaretz, but if you're by the water, since water, you know, is Tara from water, so water is considered a Mokum Tohor. Right, certain bodies of water can even be used as a mikvah, certain can't, but an ocean can, certain things, so that's a certain level of kedusha by the water. So even though Yecheskel was in Chutz Laaretz, but he was by the water, he could get a nevuah b'Chutz Laaretz. That's one answer. Second answer, tikvar diber imo be'eretz Yisrael. Well, the second answer is, if Hashem started to speak to you, started to give you nevuah in Eretz Yisrael, even if you left to Chutz Laaretz, the Nevuah can be continued. Whereas Hashem can't start a Nevuah in Chutz Laaretz. He won't start a Nevuah in Chutz Laaretz. But if he already had a relationship with the Navi in Eretz Yisrael, so he can continue in what? In Chutz Laaretz. So Yecheskel Hashem started the Nevuah in Eretz Yisrael, so he can continue in Chutz Laaretz. That's the second teretz. He can yochel nabi mo acharichin to Chutz Laaretz. And the Kuzari has the third teretz. That if the Nevuah is about Eretz Yisrael, or about going into Eretz Yisrael, or something about Eretz Yisrael, so even if you're in Chutz Laaretz, Hashem will give a Nevuah Chutz Laaretz if it's what? If it's about Eretz Yisrael, or something to do with Eretz Yisrael. So the three reasons between the Zohar and the Kuzari, there are three reasons how Yecheskel got a Nevuah in Chutz Laaretz. Either because he's by the Nar, or what? Or because it was a continuation from Eretz Yisrael, or it was Nogea to Eretz Yisrael. Those are the three terms. So now, look at Rav Yonah's Anipshitz. The Yadu of a Medrash, the Dibir Imo B'Sneh. The Sneh, Hashem spoke to Moshe in the Sneh. Now the Sneh was in Chutz Laaretz. Masneh Gadol B'Limayim. The Chazal say that a sneh is the eretzia. Kach ha'yu Yisrael az b'li Torah ma'asim tovim. Ulufi zeh, the sneh b'li mayim. So now Rav Yonah Aivshin says a ge'oinus. Ata achilosa! You appear to me in the sneh! How can you do that? It's Chutz Laaretz! How do you appear to me in the sneh? So let's check the three answers. Which answer works? By a Nahar? No! It was the Sneh, Eretzia! There's no Mayim by the Sneh. Starting in Eretz Yisrael? Also not. He was not in Eretz Yisrael. So what's the only answer that must be true to Moshe Rabbeinu? That it was about Eretz Yisrael, meaning that the whole idea of Moshe taking them out from Mitzrayim was about Eretz Yisrael, meaning because the whole point was not just to receive the Torah, but to go into Eretz Yisrael. So that's what Moshe Tain is. That Atah Chilosa, since you were by me by the Sneh, it must be a Raya that Yisias Mitzrayim, the Iker, is to lead up to Eretz Yisrael. Because if not, then none of the answers would go. So, because the first two answers for sure of by Yecheskel don't apply to Moshe Rabbeinu, because it wasn't a Nar, and he was never in Eretz Yisrael before. The only possible answer that could be shayach to Moshe Rabbeinu is what? Is that whatever he said to him about by the Sneh was about Eretz Yisrael. How is it about Eretz Yisrael? Was right to see Mitzrayim? It must be that he sees Mitzrayim is almanas to go in to Eretz Yisrael, and that's why Moshe Taka had a good taina. Atahilosa. This is part of the process. Hamaska b'mitzvah u'mugor. It was a good taina. Nonetheless, this comes from how to reject it for other reasons, but it was a good taina.
So you see from this whole thing, putting together now Rav Elie Meir's block of Rechush Gadol together with this track of Rav Yosef Eichitz, that Yitzhak Mitzrayim was all Yitzhak Mitzrayim was almanas to go into Eretz Yisrael. This shows you the perspective of Pesach as a geula. We said that Yitzhak Mitzrayim is a geula, it's the beginning of the process. But a person has to realize where his ratzon is. That the ratzon is, where does he have to get to? Rechush Gadol of the Torah, Eretz Yisrael, these are the things that have the ultimate significance. And that's what Yitzhak Mitzrayim is all about. It's every person has their own Yitzhak Mitzrayim, has their own problems, their own Shibudim. Yitzhak Mitzrayim is the Emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did in the past, he'll do it again. And but what's the Geula for us now? The Geula is Me'ashpos Yorim Evyon. That you have to be able to be Borer. It's a Borer process. Because in life you're going to have many, many choices. And a lot of times it's not clear. In the beginning it's not clear. The beginning is Pesach. It's the Ochel and the Psolas Mu'uravim. You don't know what's what. Then you purify yourself, it becomes much clearer. It's like the apple, where the Psolas is only on the outside. And then you get to Sukkos, where there's no Psolas at all. It's just the Mayim. But the key is that to believe that we should try it hard, we should believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is helping us making these decisions. I once heard Rav Reuven Feinstein say over the Targum Yonason, that the Targum says HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts in your mind the ideas, that whenever you have, you do something with a good idea, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu implanted in your mind. But the key is to have emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can help us. How do I know? Because he helped in the past. And that's Chayav Adam Liros Es Asmo Ki Yulu Yotzo Mi Mitzrayim. Don't just think, I feel like I was in Mitzrayim. What do you mean you feel? You weren't in Mitzrayim, but you can feel your own Mitzrayim. You can feel your own Mitzrayim. And you have that emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help you. And the old Mitzrayim a lot of times is decisions, is what to do. And as the process goes, hopefully Bez Hashem it becomes clearer and clearer, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us the vision to see that what's the ultimate goal? The ultimate goal is the Ruchnius, is Eretz Yisrael, is the Rechush Gadol of the Torah. And that Bez Hashem, that we Mekayim the Seder night, and we go through the mitzvahs, it's not just rehashing the past, it's hoping and praying that we have total emuna that kishem, like the Kedushas Levi says, she'osa nisim laviyoseinu bayomim ahem bazman hazeh, that the Kedushas Levi writes, bayomim bazman hazeh means that every year on Chanukah, what? That the same hisorus was in the past comes back again, and that's what that the Mitzrayim is the shorash. Yitzias Mitzrayim is the shorash from all the geulas. All geula stem from this original geula. So that means that every geula that Klal Yisrael needs for itself as a community or for each individual own geula stems from this night. And that's why it's so important, Chol Amarba Lesaper Harizei Meshubach, because that is the Noam Elimelech says, the more you speak, the more that Vayhi Omen Es Hadasa Emuna Yemagadel Zecher Rav Tuvcha Yabiyu, that the good flows through. And Be'ez Hashem, we should be zochet to mekayim the mitzvahs of Pesach night, of Yitzias Mitzrayim, but with the proper hashkafa of understanding what it's all about. What it's all about, l'man tizkor es yom seischo, is l'man tisaper be'oznei bincho, is zecher rav tuvcha yabiyu, that there should be yeshuas, k'shem that the yeshuas in the past, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give yeshuas and brachos on a personal level, on a communal level, lanu ulechol beis Yisrael.